Donald Trump's win in the Pennsylvania primary yesterday may be even bigger than it looked last night, according to an analysis of the Republican delegates selected in the balloting. And the primary brought an end to the career of a man who's an institution of Philadelphia politics. Congressman Shaka Fatah, defeated in his reelection bid by State Representative Dwight Evans. Joining me now is our senior reporter, Dave Davies. Dave, let's talk first about those Republican delegates. Pennsylvania gave only 17 of the state's 71 delegates to the winner of the popular vote. The rest, 54 in all, were elected and go to the convention as uncommitted delegates. Does that mean Trump was shortchanged in this big win?
No, Tom, he actually did quite well, but you kind of have to drill into the results to understand that. As you say, most of the state's delegates are officially uncommitted, elected directly by voters in their congressional districts with no indication on the ballot as to which candidate, if any, they favor. But the reality is that a lot of the candidates for delegate were personally committed to presidential candidates, and if they or the presidential campaign they're supporting could tell voters which people on the ballot to vote for, they could, in effect, capture those uncommitted delegates, and it appears the Trump campaign did that very well. I spoke to Joyce Haas of Center County, where the Trump slate of delegates captured all three of the slots there. Haas told me the Trump campaign put out a mailing with the names of their delegates on it.
The mailing was effective because people did carry it with them to the polls. And the Trump campaign in the area had done some robocalls, so I would guess that that also had an effect.
You know, what's interesting, Tom, is that the woman we just heard is the vice chair of the state Republican Party, very well known to party regulars for years. She herself was a candidate for delegate and was defeated by the Trump juggernaut.
Amazing. Dave, any idea of how many of these uncommitted delegates Trump captured?
Yeah. I went through the winners in these delegate races and found that if you count those who were either publicly committed to Trump or on the Trump recommended slate, which was available online, or had publicly committed to voting for the winner of their congressional district, in most cases Trump, all of those three things are indicators of a first ballot vote for Donald Trump at the convention. That accounts for 35 of the 54 delegates. Now, technically, legally, all of them are uncommitted. They have 10 weeks till the convention. They can change their minds, of course. I asked one of them, Lee Stover of Northampton County, what the chances were she'd vote for somebody besides Trump.
Me? Probably zero. I did, during the time that I was running, I did have two pretty serious calls from the Cruz campaign trying to turn me, but I just said I wasn't interested.
So, Tom, when we add the likely Trump votes to the 17 pledged delegates he was awarded by winning the popular vote, he has 73% of Pennsylvania's delegates, actually more than his percentage of the popular vote.
And late this afternoon, Ted Cruz came out saying that if he wins, Carly Fiorina would be his running mate. Seems a little unusual.
Unusual indeed, but everything about this election year is unusual.
True.
And it's obvious Ted Cruz and Governor John Kasich of Ohio have been scrambling to find a way to keep Trump from locking up the nomination. We had their announcement of an alliance with one another, which, by the way, I heard voters at the polls yesterday said in some cases convinced them to vote for Trump because it seemed like a sleazy kind of collusion.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump campaign will portray this as another indicator of Ted Cruz's desperation. We'll just have to see.
Dave, I have to take a second while I have you here to reflect for a moment on the defeat of Congressman Fatah, who was, of course, running for re-election while facing corruption charges. Give us a sense of his place in the city's political history.
He's one of the titans of city politics for decades. I mean, he ran for his first office in the early 80s when he actually would have been too young to serve. He made his way to the state legislature, then the state senate, and in 1994 defeated another legendary name, the late Lucian Blackwell, to go to Congress. But at every step of the way, he was one of those politicians who didn't just hold office. He built a political structure that supported other candidates for office. He understood how to accumulate power and political leverage.
Now, did he have anything to say today?
I spoke to him very briefly. He didn't want to give an interview. He said it's really a day for the victors. He really has another very serious matter confronting him, and that is his trial on corruption charges. Jury selection begins Monday. He has been predicting for weeks, of course, he would win renomination in the primary and then acquittal in the courts. The election went badly. We'll see now about the trial.
Senior reporter, WHYY's Dave Davies. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.